Fine. The Gemara says Nafkamina is Beishta Yuvah Krishna. So yesterday we spoke out in Machlekes between the Goyis Maimni and other Rishayim. The Goyis Maimni says that Ishtoi Yuvah Krishna over there, the Allah is going to be a Tafach. Mashenken by Isha Cheres over there is no Din Tafach. And even Papas be Tafach is going to be also by Isha Cheres. And this is also the Tzak there Amo. Gemara brings down Dafke Ishtoi Yosir. Of Isha Cheres, if Papas be Tafach is going to be considered Erva. Now the Chazanish, there in Tess Zion, I think it was Zion, he says that being that a Mokim Bechusa is a place which creates error, so he says it's Pashat, according to everybody, if you're saying Krishna on a massive and you have a situation of error, it's Pashat, that's going to be Asa. So Chazanish says that no one could argue on this statement of the Ramah that Pachas mitafach, but Isha Cheres, me looking at her, that's going to be Asa. That creates error, and it's Pashat, it's going to be Asa. Says Yeshlan Mokim Sinu also Enri Mokim Sinu Blay Stakus. Fiza all this around Rama Eish Chavei Fim Chapas Tev Chasa Lekman Pogaza Kim Davi Sura Vadika Terda Zicha is Terda, being that the Mitzias is when looking at Mokim Chusa creates her, and Terda is no one could argue, and Lamaisa says Pasha that Pogaza is also like the Rama, no one could argue. What? Oh, we'll get to that. Now, if you look around, the Bach says Kalor, not like that. The Bach says, when Gemara says it's Aser, the Kriyashma, the Gemara is saying the Chiddush is, not like the guy's Maimni, that differently is Pachas Mitafach. The Chiddush is that Afilu Ishtoi, the Lashon Torah, the Rambam is, Afilu Ishtoi is going to be Aser by Kriyashma. Let me put another lady, the Shiras Tafach, who Adin, even his wife, isn't that going to listen to Rambam? This is Afilu Ishtoi is Aser. That's Masmer, Lomi, but a different lady is Aser B'Tafach, who Adin, his wife is also a tafek. What's the chiddush? I think his wife is no hair. Mashmal and fart by Krishna v'chayshus that by v'chayshus that is considered mukkin that is hair or tirda, and it's gonna be a pound. The Ali Rabba also says like this. He says that there's no difference between ishtoi and a different lady, both in v'tafach. The chayodim the graz also, they're both passing like that. That there's no, they are both passing like the bach that even by isha cheres this is gonna be dafka with tafach. So even though the Ramah says the chilek, the Ma'aseh says the Bach, the Rabba, paskin that it's taf can be the tafach, and therefore that's what they paskin. And it's basically it's how to touch the Gemara. The Ma'aseh says ishtoi l'krishma, is it afilu ishtoi is a chiddush, and both of them are tafach, or dafke ishtoi, everyone else can paskin tafach. Now why is the shir tafach? So the Bach says, being that the makom turfa is a tafach, that's why the shir is going to be a tafach. And I saw it say today in the Mekar Chaim, he says, how do you figure out a tafach? It's a tafach by tafach, it's just a tafach space. What's the gather? So the Mekar Chaim says, that's dafka tafach ade tafach. Tafach this way and tafach that way. If it's just a tafach one way, there's a gemerde kakula. If it's just a tafach one way, he says that there's no way, sir. It's dafka tafach ade tafach. He says, that's why the Gemara Mitzia brings down a whole list of things which are a tafach. Why didn't you say that the Makam Bechusa by Krishma is a Tafach? It says all the cases in the Mishnah are just a Tafach either way. Mashiach Galir is Tafach by Tafach. Therefore, that's why the Mishnah doesn't list it.
Does that mean it's the area? Does that mean
that Longan? Oh, would he do like that? Hey, I'm not sure. I mean, if you would. Kedela Raveya. I don't know. Fine. Now, by Shaykh, Mishnah brings down Yesh Oimim, that even less than Tafach is awesome. What's the makar? The shayla is when the gemara says shayk's also. What's the chesh of shayk? Once we said makam b'chusa, ready zaser. What's the gemara b'mechadish? Now this says shayk. So really, the three mahalchim. It's mine to use it. The three mahalchim. There's the taz, the bach. So the taz, once we mechadish, the chesh of shayk is that a regular makam b'chusa, the lach is a tafach. By shayk, being that so much, it's a mamash stack of makam hair over there, mechadish, even pachas b'tafach, it's a by shayk. That's the mouth of the task. The Rajba said that the chiddush of shayk is being that by a man it's not a makam snua, so you might think it doesn't have a shem erva. Kamashalan, since by a lady it's makam snua, it gets a shem erva. And it's a chiddush, according to the Rajba, it's a chiddush that has a shem makam b'chusa. As the kasha was, tebe is makam b'chusa, but it's a chiddush that over here, since by a man it's not makam b'chusa, and a lady is makam b'chusa, that gets a shem b'chusa. And the Bach said that the chiddush says that you might think shoik is not a makam hera because it's very, very dirty. It's a makam which is normally dirty. Kamash malan, it gets a din of makam b'chusa. So the Chazan says that it'll come out, if you want to know shoik pachas mitafach, what's the halacha? will come out that according to the Taz, you have a hechrich. What's the chiddush of shayik? Elamai is pachim tefach. According to everyone else, the Rashi, the Bach, they're answering the question in a different way. So according to them, there is no makar that shayik, even pachim tefach, is going to be aser. Therefore, the chazanish, Mishmur brings down the yeshayimim that each the pachim tefach is going to be aser like this negdo. Makam here, yeser. Chazanish points out, the Elamai is according to roiva teritzim we have, there is no makar for such halacha. And therefore, the chazanish says, the pashta halacha is that there is no din that shayik is aser even less than tefach. Being it's only the Taz's Taras to the Kashim, we have many other Mahachim, therefore the Pasha Halacha is Nishtazah. It doesn't mention it, I hear. I'm saying, but the Chayr, according to the Bach, is not Hechrich, right? The Bach to the Taras is that, the Kiddush is that, it's Malka.
They should hold
this
up anyway, right?
That what?
Even Pasha
No, Pafik is mitafa. Oh, the Chazus himself, you mean that if you be mistakel on the Isha Acheres, right. No, the Isha Acheres would be also al Smaka Machusa, but by Ishtai, it's going to be Dafka Tafach. That'll be Chazus. So, Shaz, what's considered the Sheikh? So, we started speaking out yesterday. The Mishavur says the Sheikh is from the knee and above, below the knee and above. He's clothing a Lashon Pimagadim. If you look at the Pergamon inside, the Chorim point out that the Lashon Pergamon is Efsher. It's from Kuvah Lamayla, and say it's Behechlet, but the Nice Mishmu says it's from the Ninabah. Now, the Chuvah and the Shevet Levi, Aleph Aleph, is also the Chuvah and the Mechasis, I think it was Vav Yud. And the Chazanish over here, Tazayin Tes, they all basically bring the same rays. We spoke what we mentioned yesterday. According to the Bach, Bach says that the Chizr Shoik is that it's dirty. So the Chazanish says that if it's down here, it's all the way down by the foot, it makes sense, that's dirty. When you walk, things splatter and you get dirty. Hashem, it's all the way up here, make it taste, so why would it be dirty? That's what the Chazan says. Also, the Lashon of the Rashba, it's not a Machasun by Ish, he says that if it's down here, he understands why, you know, men love Dafka, they cover down here. Hashem, it's all the way up here, you know, Darkal men don't walk around with this area exposed. If the Chazan says, Mashma, that's going to be all the way to the bottom. If you look at the Lashon HaPaiskim, I read the Lashon of the Chayadim. Chayadim says, he's saying places where the darka is that's not covered. He says, mostly says that panav yodeh, or hands or feet, kafir malkim shadag las malagas miyodeh, minak erva. The minak malkim is, he don't cover the hands, not cover the erva. Kivin agin bladen kan hira. Kin parsis ragleh. The bottom of your feet in a place where the minhag is to go barefoot, it's going to be mutter. Even your regina bekach, the derech haprusis is going to be aser. The only thing which is mutter, if there's a minhag to walk barefoot, then the bottom of your feet can be mutter. Everything else is mashma, everything else is nichon the sheik. Since it's mashma the chai adam, then stood like that, so take a paiskin. That the shaykh is, once you're past the bottom of your feet, down and up is considered the shaykh. The Graz also says a similar lashon. The Graz says, "Kneged shaykh aser, af bi ashuk any makim snubish." He says the lashon of Rajva is not makim snubish. Shedak elias magula. When is it dark elias magula by ish? The mokim shalachim b'layan pelis. In a place which they go without socks. If they walk without socks, then by a man, that's a mokim which is not mochusa. And by a lady, that's considered shaik, and it has to be covered. So the guys also mashmachar that from all the way down there, that zich is considered shaik, and it'll be asur to say krishma, to walk around, if you're not totally covered.
What
you say?
It has to be probably covered.
Probably covered all the way down. It has to be totally covered. If you're machin like that, it's all like a play skin, then if you have stockings, it has to be that's not see-through. If it's a dark stockings or even a lighter stocking, lavdavka is see-through. Saying lavdavka, whatever. There are different madrigas.
Why should it be zalz matir in the house
then? What?
Why should it be zalz matir in the house? If
it's not in the house, or? For kids or for regular?
Huh?
For kids or for anybody? I don't know. Come on. Mishabru's Mekel, and Moshe and Ebenezer Dala Kofi's Mekel. Rebekah's made a good point today. He said that if you're telling me, like I said, the place in the Sheikah is all the way down, so everyone's masking, the lady can walk around in pants, right? Why? Because it shows the form. So if you tell me this is the Sheikh, so why is she allowed to wear sacks? Let's say skirt, red skirts, right? And they're not allowed to wear long skirts, right? That's considered, what's the word? What? Whatever, yeah, you can't wear red. So they have to wear a skirt, I feel according to the sign, has to go like 4 inches past the knee, fine. So from here to here, they're wearing a sack. So the sack shows the form of her Sheikh. So if you tell me that the Sheikh is wearing the bottom, he says, it's Sarkhian, that Lechert showing the form of a Sheikh, and you know, he says a little bit Sarkhi and how that works exactly. Everyone's masking, you can't walk around, right? Just wearing a sack. Like,
can't walk around the sack. What's it called, right? It's
called. Whatever, so. If you hold this is a Makim Arava. No, stop, I forget it. It's me. That's what I just want to get. Akapanam is nicer than the Mishbur's Makel, Ramesh and Dal Kuf and Evan Ezra's Makel. Makel that the Sheikh is only from the knee, and below that is not. Not like Lashon Chayil and the Graz and whatever. Rebekah said the Minna Kleisel always was like the Mishnah Berurah thing. And it's so lamaisa, it seems to me most people are mach. Right now, there's different cheshbon. Even if Mikra then is not the Sheikh, that you don't have to. The Shal is. That's the Nidin. Mishnah Berurah holds, yeah.
Saying.
Now, that's not Sheikh. There's a different cheshbon. There's something called Das Moshe, something called Das Yehudis. Das Yehudis is that if there's a minig amok and everyone keeps it covered, then the Gidriya Sneas, you have to cover it. Not because it's Sheikh, not because it's Erva. Really, it's not Erva. Since the Gidriya Sneas, everyone walks around covering, so you have to cover it in that amok. What we have to mean is, according to Mishnah Berurah, if you're machmer by Sheikh Pachas Mikavach. So if it's a Sheikh down here, so then Pachas Dach would be a problem. But in Eretz Yisrael, even if you can tell me that it's not the Sheikh, unless the minig is people do cover in Eretz Yisrael. So mitzad gidrei tznius, there would be a chiv to do it, to cover it anyhow, since that's the minig of Malkim. It's not Das Moshe, it's Das Yehudis. Das Moshe is something which is also a batsam, right? Das Yehudis is something which batsam is mutter, but being the minig, everyone covers it, now that'll come, that's kaveh what the gidrei tznius is. Not ever, right. It's mitzad gidrei tznius. So here, mamana shach, in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is to cover it, pashtus, so else Das Yehudis, you'd have to cover it, but just nafkim is. Everywhere? I don't know about everywhere. Do they? I don't know. I'm saying. We'll go around. I don't know. England was stomping them out. What? What? Not the two things. If they have secret sackings in the remake. If people wear secret sackings, I mean, they come, right? If they the sacks, sometimes the skirt goes to the other, the sack goes to the other. Yeah, there we go.
What about if they wear
no stockings?
What do you
say? And where?
No stockings.
Sorry. No. No one? Okay, remember. Grammys have people don't wear stockings. What? Not the minute. Do they? It depends if they do it or not. If you hold like that, it's only a place in the Mechazistah Shevi Levi, then Sharik is Mamash Arab. If you hold not like that, like the Mishnah Berurah, then you tell him the Minigam Malkim, the Minigam Malkim. If, we're New Yorker. New Yorker is still down, right? But, yes, there are places. What? Go a little out of town. I know New Yorkers, whatever, go a little bit out of town, man. You know what I mean? What do you say? What? What do you say? But in South Africa, the Machmer, I'm saying? How about the Nish? They are Machmer, I'm saying? Okay. If it was Machmer, then it's whatever. Okay, fine. You have to Machmer outside. Fine. And can have 2 minutes. What do you say? Fine. I can find myself interesting truth from Michal Sitzlik today. So, well, what's the halacha saying Kriyashma Keneged TV, or his shiloh was that somebody had the famous shiloh. Someone was in front, when he wasn't in front, he put a tattoo on his arm of something that's a smius. And he came about tshuva, and it was on his left hand, the shiloh was in terms of putting on tefillin. Mamash in the mokum had tefillin, but no, in terms of making bracha, can I get it? So the mechitzitzik in the tshuva names on that the vart over here is tirda and hirer. He says that there's no difference whether it's a regular erva or who it's in a picture. And he says it'll be the zelba isser, and the zelba isser, and be the same problem. And it'll be the same sugya. Oh?
Because
Erva
doesn't help.
No, Erva's an Erva. Pasha's a very big chiddush. Pasha, you say that the Chazal gave it an Erva. This is a picture, is not an Erva. A picture is not an Erva. It's not the actual Erva. It's not. That's the Pasha. Okay, the Chazal Bengal Meister says, Clara, that if you're looking in the mirror and you see your reflection of the Erva, then it's a problem. But it's not a picture, a television, something like that. He says, the Meister, he says that there wouldn't be a problem. Chazal Bengal brings down a.
What do you
say? If you have
error,
I'm saying, yeah, why not? If you have error, why not? I'm saying, but. Fine, so what age? What's the age where it applies? So Mishmur brings down the age where Tefach Bisha Arva is Venegay for some of our kids. Tefach Bisha Arva is like the Mishmur, it starts from the 3-year-old. Your daughter from 11 years old and old, and a regular girl 3 years and older is Rilabia, therefore has a din of Makam Achusa. And if you buy somebody's house and it's a 3 year old, walk around not dressed, which does happen. That's a sneeze. Makam Achusa, if there's a Makam Tafak, it's like the Mishmur has Zabadinam and Kuliyasa. Chazanish is Chaylach, Chazanish says that the whole sugya over here is not that, it's just a word of Hera and Tirda. It's like the Chazanish, just Mstaver, Chazal only asked it in a matziv where there's her and Tirda. Every 3-year-old girl, it's not something which is maybe the hero. It's like the Chazanish, it's going to be tall in each girl, depending how they look, how mature they look, and whatever it is, till 6 or 7 passes is not a problem. It's tall in each girl when it leads the day matziv of hero with Tirda.
Something is
here? No, one second. That's the Chazanish. Now, in Lomdis, Chazanish is a little bit of a Chiddush. We saw by Yichud, Chazal asked it from three. So Mechit Teisa, as Nuru points out, Mechit Teisa over here, all of a sudden that this Din Darabana starts saying, no one's a little bit shredded, so they made up each girl, you can decide by, you know, when it leads to the hero, each girl's different, Stamzai, and that's Satan Verch Lishurim, just telling each girl, telling each person, Stamzai is Mechit Teisa. And also by Yichud, so the age is 3, whenever they really be, Chazal asked it, well, Mechit Teisa over here, they should be different than Dina Yichud that we say it's 3, and here we say point that's Tali.
And
there's Vada because it comes like Tashmis, right? Shashbi is not Shashbi. There's no hero, it's not Shashbi, right? It's Koshmin, right? Okay, so he makes the point. Now, in the Chazanish, there is a Vikoch when the Chazanish said it, did he only say like Kapi Dini Krishma, was it Dini Hera, or who didn't Kapi Chinuch? Now, as by Chinuch, do you say after also, it's only Tali when the age where maybe the Hera till 6, 7? Or by chinuch already after machmer even from young age. Because the Rebbeinu brings down the Chazanish said that you do have to be machmer. By chinuch they start being dressed right from 3 years old. Others are chiluk. The Chazanish said the legami that till 6 to 7 there is no chinuch because it's not a mokum. It's not a matzav which maybe they hear it, so it doesn't you know you're not mechidim chanuch them until they reach that age.
They don't know how to do
it. What's chinuch? They don't know how to do the mitzvah. Okay, there's also a point. Maybe 3 other chaluk know what they're doing. Lemaisa, the minhag seems to be like the Chazanish. Leilam is Mekel till 6 or 7. Bein Lagabe Chinuch, Bein Lagabe Krishma, Bein Lagabe Brachas. The minhag seems to be Mekel like the Chazanish. And Amos Yaakov he brings down that the minhag is like the Chazanish, but in terms of coming to the shul like that, he says you know it's not so proper. If you want to bring a girl into the men's section, some people might not like it because they want to be machmir. It's not so right to do that. But Mekka Din, he said the minhag is like the Chazanish. Rav Yashiv once got a shiloh from a place to open up a new kehillah, and Rav the Eilam wanted to make like Chazanish, but the were chilek of the Eilam wanted to make like the Mishabruah. So I want to know, do they have right to be Makiv, being that, you know, Mishabruah holds its asr.
Are they sure?
Rav Yashiv, the mice is totally in Rav. What?
Oh,
wait, a girl in, her arms are covered till here, right? So it's tafach, and she's in the shul.
Oh,
now I'm gonna get a shul. I'm gonna walk on the street also. So you know, yeah, he's starting new kela. So some people want to make him like the mishabura. Some people want to make like the Chazanish. So Rabbi Asher said, "Meister Reiv is kaveya," and it'll be Talian Reiv. 1 minute. Well, it's the rest of the Rabbanan, so the Nishnodin says, Pachas mitavach is vadi darabanan. If you make a pachas mitavach is acheres, or by shag is vadi darabanan. When it's a tefach, he said he has a suffix. A tefach, he said, Kenzain will be the rest of it. the Chachasan, the Chayadam. The Primigadim and the other Achrayim Naman, that is Zechir Gemini Darabanan. A big nafkamina is going to be, which we'll have to speak about next week, is in terms of there's that seem as ain't of help. On an everyday race that we pass, if you're in front of somebody, a master of the Gili Erva, so just because you close your eyes or you turn your head over there, it's not going to work. Atzimus Eina, because Leiruch Erva's Dabra means don't be straight in a matzav where technically you can see the Erva. The fact that you're going to close your eyes is not going to help you. So if it's everyday race, it's not going to help. But if it's everyday Rabbanon, then already you can start clearing. Since it's only about a error, Ken Zayin, it works to close your eyes. The Rabbeinu Yoina is Garmaker. Rabbeinu Yoina over here says, Rabbeinu Yoina says, all these dinim, he says, Rabbeinu Yoina says, all these isurim is only also if you're mistakaba. Even if you're looking at the tefach of the Isha Erva, but if you're not mamash being mistakal, it's like Rabbeinu Yoina, and that's going to be mutter. It's only also if there's this, only when there's a stakal, it's going to be also. And Shankar, it's going to be mutter. I got to see you next week. Nice, Rabbi Achim Rachel, but.